When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today.
DSW. Let us surprise you.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
From the last blast of snow, some totals are in. Eden got a lot of snow for 17 inches. Hamburg got just shy of 17 inches. And then other places got a few inches. I think the Buffalo measured like an inch or so at the airport. But it came down fast and furious yesterday with lake effect, an intense lake effect snowband hitting some heavy populated areas, including downtown Buffalo up into the north towns. Weiss's house got hit. Grand Island got measurable lake effect snow yesterday. It was intense and wild for a while. Slippery roads and cars spinning out. Great stories around West New York of people helping other ones, rescuing them or getting them stuck out of the snow. All that good stuff that happens when the snow hits. Looks like it's moved out of the area for now as far as the intense lake effect in Buffalo. But the cold temperatures caused a lot of schools on top of the snow yesterday and the cold temperatures. A lot of school districts closed or delayed. Check before you go today. See what the sitch is. The major ones have shut down for this day of school. So check before you go is the advice that we have for you today. Sabres beat the Canucks last night, 3-2 on the road. Sabres continue their roadie. They'll face the Flames tomorrow night. Big recall for some American-made space heaters. These were ones that were sold on Amazon. I know the brand Vornado. Pretty sure I have one. Don't think I have this one. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission yesterday recalling 7,700 Vornado VH2 whole room heaters. They were sold exclusively on Amazon. They say that the power cord can partially detach. That's bad. You don't want a partially detached power cord, potentially leading to cord damage over time, posing electric shock and fire hazards. So, again, Amazon sold these Vornado, not Tornado, Vornado VH2 whole room heaters. Check to see if you have one. Bills Mafia stepping up. Bills fans helping out a dude that had a bad day on Sunday. So it is Ravens tight end Mark Andrews. Dropped the pass. Would have tied up the game. Didn't get it. He was hammered brutally by the Ravens fans. I believe they were threatening him with death. And Bills fans stepped up and said, okay, we'll set up a GoFundMe that helps out a charity that he's got for juvenile diabetes. And so over $50,000 raised as of last check on this GoFundMe. He's super grateful. Ravens fans super grateful. Didn't hear from the ones that sent death threats to him, but dude, it's just a game. It's just a game. Bills getting set for what happens this weekend. Going to be traveling on the road. I hope the snow and cold doesn't interfere with any of what they need to do to prep for the game. But what's your advice with all the quademic going around, people sick and flu and norovirus? Should we stay away from the Bills and family, everybody?
No. You got to be exactly where you were on Sunday because we got to keep that rolling.
But we just don't want them to get sick at all.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you mean with the Bills players? Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
If you come in contact with anybody from the Bills organization, please keep your distance. No handshaking, no high-fiving, none of that. No sharing a pen so they can sign something. Everybody's got to keep their distance from our Buffalo Bills.
Sunday, keep them healthy.
Sunday for the game, it's going to be 33 degrees and partly cloudy in Kansas City. So it doesn't look like weather's going to be, you know, an issue in terms of any kind of storm or anything like that.
That's nice. It'll just be pure football, no weather involved.
Yeah, it looks like it. So that's good. Yeah.
Singer Chris Brown is suing Warner Brothers $500 million over the assault allegations posed in, you know, the Investigation Discovery docuseries, Chris Brown, A History of Violence, and everybody just assumed it's a documentary. It must be true. Chris says, nope. He accuses the producers behind the docuseries of libel and intentional infliction of emotional distress through defamatory claims made against him in this docuseries. He also alleges that the evidence provided to substantiate their claims is completely false. The suit goes on to allege that the Jane Doe, that's at the heart of this docuseries, uses evidence against him in the documentary, has been discredited over and over, saying she was a perpetrator of intimate partner violence and the aggressor herself. So, however he's framing this, he's gone legal, litigious, $500 million lawsuit against Warner Brothers. It's the company behind this docuseries. Big, bold move from Chris Brown. That's it for your news and views. Time right now is 6:53.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.